this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
What's up? It's your boy KFC, and this is KFC Radio, episode 184, the very first from the brand new studios at Barstool Sports headquarters. This episode is brought to you by 5-4 Club. It's the hottest club in the streets right now. It's where your boy's getting decked out in gear head to toe. 5-4 Club is an LA-based brand with stylish clothes, so no matter what you're into, maybe you're fashion-forward, maybe you're a little more classic, 5-4's got you covered. And what they're going to do is every month or so, we'll send you a couple pieces of clothing. So for the fall, you'll be getting some jeans, some hoodies, some sweaters. They got shoes. They got it all. And you'll obviously keep your wardrobe updated. You'll be a little more stylish, you know? It's an easy sign-up process. You create your own fashion profile, which has your size, your style preferences, so they know exactly what to send you. And there are free size exchanges, free delivery, and you can edit that profile easily. Best part of all, right now, use the promo code KFC when you sign up, and you will get 50% off your first 2 months. So you're going to get $240 of clothing for just $60 if you sign up before September 30th. So once again, that's 54club.com, F-I-V-E-F-O-U-R, club.com, and use the promo code KFC. Here we are, fellas.
Woo!
4 years in the making. This is actually borderline weird to be all three in the same room. I mean, we did Coachella. I feel like maybe here and there on the road for certain Barstool events, we may have been in the same room, but this is it. This is going to be every week now.
It's different.
It's different. It's very, weird. Very different. Like when you start telling me that, like, you know, you were like banging some chick's mouth and shit went wrong, I'm like, yo, dude, you are right next to me. This is a little weird.
Your mouth
when I
right
when I can see like you get like flushed when the female chicks call in, it's gonna get real intimate. Let's say that. The studio is bare bones at the moment. I feel like we're gonna get some character in here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna make it home. But it's basically the same old, because we still can't actually play the voicemails through the audio system.
Yes.
So, I will be playing them as usual. We may edit them in, we may not. We'll be able to hear it. I'll do my recap as per usual. So this is really just another episode of KFC Radio.
Well, the Barstool office opened in such Barstool fashion because, like, we kept on saying, well, it's got to be the Tuesday after Labor Day. It's not even close to done, but... And then we had an email saying, you don't have to come in, but if you want to come in, you can come in. So here, everyone's here, and it's just frustrating because nothing is ready.
Right. Nobody should have come in.
Right.
Because once a couple trickled in,
right.
Then the office politics started. If he's in, I got to go in. Right. Well, we're going to do the rundown, then I got to be there.
Let's talk about the office politics. Cool club alert, right? Fucking cool club. Can I say something real quick about that? Because
yes, you can, Dan.
As Feidelberg astutely pointed out, Dave gets to control all the narrative all the time with Barstool and whatever happens. We handled it poorly. I'll admit that.
More than others.
I did admit that. We should have just been like, yo, dude, it really wasn't a Barstool hookup. It was Hank's friend. But Dave's really hard to deal with in these situations. People don't understand.
Yeah.
And we end up looking like assholes, and I know I looked bad. Because I just know I did, but that's what he does. Because he's just like, you know, he tries to intimidate people. He's mean to people.
It's just a great setting. It's just a great setting. I don't even fucking care about that stuff anymore. I'm like, whatever. Oh, you think Dave won the argument? I don't. Whatever. Fine. We're the cool kids, and you know, Hank's not. Shut the fuck up, dude. I do not care at all.
I don't care about having the arguments. I care that, like, afterwards Dave goes into a spin zone. He controls the narrative. He gets to decide who the winner and losers are at every time. So, and it's just like, you know, I admitted that I was wrong in ways. Dave will never admit he's wrong in any way.
But if you're even ever waiting for that.
Right, no.
What I can't wait for is for all of the dust to settle on this bullshit and we stop talking about it. Podcasts about fucking who, what Dave was saying, and what the cool. I hate that shit.
Yeah,
I know people want it, and it's the first week that we're here.
Drama-free,
so
yeah.
We got to give, like, you know, a little behind the scenes shit. People do like that. I want to just get this studio rolling, get this office rolling, and start churning out funny fucking shit.
That's it. All I want to do is make people laugh. Positive vibes only.
PVO.
Drama-free.
PVO. Speaking of that, let's get into these voicemails, which I'm sure are just, you know, filled with positivity and creativity and things that really better the world. The voicemails are brought to you by BetDSI.com. Football's here. Football's back. Big Cat, bloodbath your first weekend.
It didn't go well. Bloodbath.
Does it ever go well?
No, it doesn't. Well, some. No, it doesn't ever go well. But bloodbaths would mean that, like, I'm out for the season. It wasn't that kind of bloodbath. It was like maybe a blood drizzle.
I got it. Okay. Well, whether you are hemorrhaging blood, maybe you're. Maybe it's a drizzle. Maybe it's a bath. Who knows? But you got to get back in it, right?
Only you got to get back on the horse. If you quit, you're down for life. That's exactly what I always say.
Exactly.
Myself.
Quitters never win, dude. So head over to BetDSI.com. With football back, obviously, that's king. They're going to be setting good football lines for you, and that's where you can make that big money. MLB playoff race is going down. We're going to talk about that in a little bit because that shit is popping off. The PGA, the UFC, they make lines on everything, right down to the presidential election, right down to reality TV. BetDSI is going to make you rich one way or another as long as you don't quit. So head over to BetDSI.com, use the promo code Barstool10, and you will get $10 free to play on many of the sporting events and world events happening right now. Once again, Barstool, BetDSI.com, promo code Barstool10. I'm sure they like that when, like, the plug is like, don't quit.
I'm sure that's the truth, though. No, if you want to talk about real, you know, advertising,
yeah, but gambling is
my favorite thing in the entire world. I will never quit, and you should start if you haven't.
All right, well,
never quit.
So let's just take it there then. Your dog versus gambling.
No, you can't do dogs.
Well, you just dogs told me it was
illegal.
The best,
no, dogs illegal. I wouldn't give my dog up for anything in the entire world, so that's not fair.
Okay, so second to your dog.
Yeah, dogs should be off limits in all kinds. I hate when people are like that. Like,
could you trade your dog for a World Series?
Yeah, World Series. Like, dude, stop. No. Like, that's the meanest question to ask someone.
All right, so let's get into it. We got a nice little array here. Some behind the scenes office talk we're gonna do. We're gonna talk about Pardon My Take. We'll talk about baseball, but I want to start with a story here that I don't think I've ever heard this story. I hope it's true. And if it's not, we're going to fucking spread this rumor.
Yo, what's up, KFC? So I was reading an article today that said when Shaq was on the Miami Heat, he would come out to practice butt-ass naked sometimes. I was wondering, who would be the most dominant one-on-one basketball player if they were forced to play naked? All right, viva.
You guys all shook your head. Dan, did you know that?
Oh, I knew that.
Okay, so I'm behind on this. No. I did not know that he did this.
Yeah.
Unbelievable move. Power move, alpha move, hilarious move to roll out, especially if you're Shaquille O'Neal, with at least a 12-inch dick hanging between your legs like a fucking grandfather clock. Who would be – let's just run through naked practice, best, worst. Who would you want to be teammates with? Who would you want to guard? The whole nine naked basketball practice fights would begin with you.
This is going to be a bit of an odd answer. I think
you
like,
don't say.
I think like Steve Kerr. Because, like, Shaq, like, you're seeing, like,
Canadian white dude? Come on.
That's the point. That's the point.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, a chick with big tits run?
No.
Like, she can't. So, like, if Shaq doesn't have a girdle fucking keeping his business in place, he's going to have a hard time running and moving around.
So you think Steve Kerr would just be, like,
he'd have a little
lightning.
Dick.
Yeah,
he'd have a little
really,
dick.
Really small. Because you know how anatomy works. It's the whiter you are and the farther you get away from the equator. So Steve Nash
he's
like really struggling.
Wait, Steve Nash or
Steve
Kerr?
Oh, Steve Kerr.
And he's old,
Steve
so
Nash.
It's, oh, it's retractable.
I meant Steve Nash, my bad.
Any white person is really what I was getting at.
Where's David Eckstein from? Because David Eckstein has the smallest dick on the planet.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that is the tiniest dick in the world.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Steve Kerr, Steve Nash,
Steve Kerr,
either or, tiny ass dick. But him rolling out of the locker room like let's fucking naked practice is – like I knew a guy who's probably – he played football at Illinois, and he's, I don't know, a couple inches taller than me, was obviously a lot stronger than me, knew football well, played well, but he was like an undersized white dude, and he was a linebacker. And, like, he intentionally used to run around the locker room naked, and all the black dudes were like, what is this crazy white boy with a tiny dick doing? And it was like the prison yard mentality. Like, oh, yeah, look at my tiny white pecker. This is how it's going to go down,
right,
man. Like, that kind of shit. So if you're Steve Kerr rolling out naked, you have to be doing that on purpose.
I'm not of the philosophy here that Steve Kerr has a tiny dick. You don't make those big shots if you got a small dick. That's just a fact.
You can have a little dick and big balls.
That's
true. Okay. All right. I didn't think about that. The ratio there. My answer is Scottie Pippen, by the way. Because, like, he notoriously has one of the biggest dicks in the world.
Is that true?
Yeah. That was, like, what Michael Jordan, like, always had. The only thing that Scotty or anyone had on Michael Jordan was the fact that he knew Scotty had a hammer. like there were stories about how Madonna used to pick up Scotty at like the airport and like be like, "Let's go, Scotty." Like, you know, give it to me good.
For Scotty,
yeah,
man.
And Michael would just be like, "Fuck, you know, I could be the best in the world, but the most competitive guy in the world. Scotty's got me in that."
You can't practice that one, man.
No,
I think I'm going with Larry Johnson. First guy that came to mind. Remember Larry Johnson's like Muslim beard? He had that like patchy fucking hairy beard.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine that all going on down there. And I'm just assuming that anybody from those like 90s Knicks teams, like late 90s and certainly into the early 90s, just had hammers. Like an Anthony Mason Dick, RIP.
Alonzo Mourning,
definitely. Wow. How about the combo of Zoe and Larry Johnson's dick? Imagine those guys playing one-on-one naked.
Wow.
A lot of flopping around. You definitely don't want to guard a naked.
Feel good that we christened the new studio with some good solid dick talk.
Kind of what I thought. You know, it was intentional there.
I actually had a buddy do something similar to this once in high school. He was playing two girls who are way better than him at basketball. He's a big kid, and he was playing two girls who were better than him at basketball, and they were kicking his ass. And he got so embarrassed, so he just ran a bunch of laps and got wicked sweaty. Took his shirt off and then just
grinded up on him.
Backed him down.
Straight up, along came Polly. Raindrops with Ben Stiller's going, oh. I mean, it's a great move. If you're going to get embarrassed, you might as well be fat, sweaty, and win.
Yeah.
Shout out to that guy. it's a little weird, right? It's a stranger dynamic.
It's much different.
It's the pauses. Because the pauses, you used to be like, oh, it's Skype. Now you're like,
why aren't
someone going to say something?
Like, Kevin, why weren't you ready to play the next fucking voicemail?
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah,
again.
There's another one. Let's talk about you, sir.
Okay.
Let's talk about Pardon My Take.
Okay.
And a friend of yours.
Hey, KFC. This is Aaron from California. And this is a question for everyone, but mostly for Big Cat. How many goldfishes do you have to go through before you have one that doesn't die in less than a day? All right. Viva.
R.I.P. in peace to our man, Larry Number One.
Larry Number One's gone.
Which is... It's cold-blooded murder.
No, it wasn't.
It absolutely was.
Okay. All
it
right.
Was a
so I was
stunt.
Laughing at your you have a conspiracy theory. I get really attached to animals. I went into this pet store thinking I was going to buy a goldfish. They had me buying I had to fucking clean its water. I had to get a pump. Have you ever heard of a pump for a fucking goldfish? I got all this shit. I probably overbought for this goldfish and the leading theory is that it got sucked up in the pump. The pump was too strong.
Everything you just said are the words of a man who would murder the goldfish.
No, I'm not. Look,
I'm with Dan on this one.
Is it good for business that he died?
Oh,
probably.
It's great for
probably.
Business. But this is Larry's.
I was attached to him. I was heartbroken.
Not. You are such a fucking liar. These are the things that murderers say.
No.
When you murder your wife, like, no,
I have
I'm
an
so
alibi.
In love with her.
I was home sleeping.
you, this is sabotage.
Keith found him.
It was negligence. I mean, you want to pin him on a manslaughter charge? I'll back you on
this
that.
This is murder
but
one,
I don't think
John.
It wasn't premeditated. It was laziness. It was, as Dan has admitted, it was, he'll be fine with
yeah,
this kind
he'll
of broken
be okay.
pump.
Yeah. And it sucked him up, and he died a horrifically slow, tragic death.
I don't even know how you go about murdering a goldfish, but I am confident you did it. Maybe not even you. Maybe one of your little cohorts. Maybe you sent Hank to do your dirty work. Hank the hitman.
Hank was the last scene with an alive Larry. So... So
he's
maybe, definitely suspect.
Well, no,
everyone.
Keith was.
No, well,
yeah,
we don't
Keith,
know.
Keith
goldfish.
Found the body. No, Keith saved it.
Well,
Keith
we
saw
don't know.
It was stuck in the pump.
Yeah.
Keith got it out of the pump. It swam away. Keith
and then
came,
it just...
Keith went to a meeting, came back. It was back
in the
pump.
Pump.
And dead.
So Keith kind of killed it.
Yeah. Keith was like, I probably should have fixed it.
Hey, guys, fishes don't just fucking swim up into pumps. There's millions.
No, they get sucked into pumps.
No, they
no,
do.
No,
fill-
no, 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 no. There are millions of fish tanks all over the place. There aren't just fish being sucked up in pumps every
but
night.
But it's a broken one.
Yeah,
it was,
it's a broken
it was missing
one.
A piece.
We broke it.
Oh, maybe
so,
a little sabotage. Oh, yeah. He just cut a hole in the parachute. It was, yeah. Uh-huh.
No surprise here, but we already have talks of getting different kinds of animals. PFT and I might just share a desk and make my desk a zoo. And just, like, to use that space.
We're going to have literal cube monkeys running around.
No, I mean,
well,
Larry, we're attached to the Larry brand, and then we realize that, you know, he's a football gambling fish. And we're probably going to need a basketball gambling turtle or, you know, a baseball gambling ferret. Something like that.
No.
I will draw the line. Just to make everyone uncomfortable.
On ferret.
Because, like... There's now, that's the way to, like, go against Dave and his, like, you know, tyranny in this office, just buy a bunch of ferrets and be like, come at me, bro.
Actually, I'm back on ferrets.
Yeah.
I'm back on
ferrets. Like, my corner
I'll
is
suck
ferrets.
It up. I'll hate it. All right. I'll suck it up.
Here's what I'll say. I'm out on one ferret.
Multiple
ferrets.
I'm in
on, like, 15
yeah.
ferrets.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, they don't need a cage. Don't worry.
If you have, like, 15 ferrets following you around like a Pied Piper,
oh,
freaking out
God.
Dave, then I'm in. But I don't want one weaselly little ferret running
yeah.
around this office. You want to talk about connecting the dots? You are a fucking idiot if you don't think it was cold-blooded murder. Nothing you can say here will convince me otherwise.
I love that fish, so it hurts me that
no.
you say this.
No, you didn't.
What do you guys think for Larry number two? Do you think Larry number two
I
will
think
make
you're gonna
it?
Murder him too?
Okay,
probably.
So here's the question: do you think Larry number two will make it to gambling picks? He's going to be bought on Sunday. He's got to survive till Wednesday to be, you know, eligible to make picks.
Wait, you're buying him on Sunday. You got to get till the same Wednesday.
Yeah. Can Larry 2 survive 3 days knowing that Larry 1 survived 12 hours?
So, yeah, you're looking to over
yeah.
I was going to say triple its life
yeah,
expectancy.
We're really raising the bar on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's just
one.
Like six times, right?
Yeah.
Did you fix the pump? You murdered
no,
him?
No, I don't know what we're going to do with
the
pump. We're
just going to keep throwing fucking dead fish in a bowl.
We might.
Yeah,
we might
what
try
I mean.
A different pump.
This is going to be the thing. It's no longer going to be the goldfish gambling bit. It's going to be we kill goldfish at the Barstool office. Come on. Oh, hey, guys, we're showing around the office.
Okay.
Here's our fucking pit of
this
dead goldfish.
This is the last I'm going to say about the goldfish murder slash death situation. If Larry 1 had survived a few weeks, I would have grown so attached and so in love with that fish. The fact that Larry 1 died so quickly, I'm a little bit of a sociopath now. I really don't care. Like, we'll fucking kill a million fish. Once you kill one, it's like, once you kill one, once you're a murderer, it doesn't matter what happens.
Double a murderer.
Yeah, right.
It's like, you're just a murderer.
Right, I'm there.
Well, I mean, there it is. There you have it, folks. He's become a fish murderer.
Yeah.
So if you don't believe he murdered Larry 1, I don't know what to tell you. Realize. You know what I mean? Acorns. It's the app for people who don't have too much money, who want to stack up that extra dough based on some spare change. So, listen, how'd you used to do it in the past, right? You find some, like, coins in your couch cushion. You get some change at the store. You throw it in a jar. You have to go to, like, TD Bank, get the Coinstar money. None of that. It's 2016. The way Acorns works now is it rounds up on all your purchases. It takes that extra money and it invests it for you. So it's not only just going to, like, a piggy bank. We're talking about actual investors. So it takes loose change and it turns it into something valuable, and over 1 million investors have started using Acorns. Make an investment in your future, so download the app today. Don't download the app. Go to acorns.com/KFC, and you'll receive $5 when you make your first investment. That's acorns.com/KFC. Round up those purchases. It's like office space. You know, you round up the extra pennies. Nobody notices. All of a sudden, you're rich. That's what Acorns does for you. Acorns.com/KFC to get that free $5. We did a little naked basketball. We talked about murdering goldfish. Let's talk to the ladies. Shout out to the girls.
Hey, guys.
First of all, this is going to be one of those voices that gets fights all hot and bothered.
It's any female
voice. I know, but this is a good one, and I can see you being like, ooh, what's up, girl?
Hey, guys. First of all, congrats on the hot shot new studio. That's real exciting. So my question is, considering football season officially starts in like 12 hours, what do you guys think is the hottest thing a girl can wear to like a game or a tailgate or just like to the bar to watch a game? Because it's going to be a long season and we're all just trying to get ours. So let me know.
We get questions a lot from the girls asking just in general how to be like a fan. You know, like do you really root? Can you be too much of a sports fan? You don't want to be too sporty, but you don't want to be the girl who doesn't care about the game at all. What do you wear? What do you do? So her question is, take it a step further, what is the hottest thing a girl can wear? So this chick is on the prowl for some dick on a football Sunday. What should she wear?
It's a great question.
It's a tough question.
Is the answer, like, just some fucking hot, slutty clothes? Don't worry that it's a football
no,
Sunday.
No. I actually...
You think it has to be sexy football apparel?
Yeah.
It's like what? Like, she shows up like she's going to fucking Hakkasan on a Saturday?
I'm not saying,
no.
like, club gear, but
no,
I'm saying
you know,
I don't like the, like, Victoria's Secret pink jersey
no,
that
no,
I'm
no,
trying
no,
to
no.
make
don't
sexy.
Do that. Don't do that.
Into
no,
the,
no, 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 no.
Right.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that. So I think you have one or two ways. One, the fall season, obviously, if you just go brown boots, you're good.
Of course.
Like big,
basic
you know,
bitch
tall,
sort of shit.
Yeah, tall brown boots with a flannel or whatever, you're good.
But dude, you roll into the bar like that. No one, you're not like, yeah, you're good.
But that's like, I'm hot, but I'm not trying too hard.
You have to be hot though.
Right. Yeah. You got to be hot. I also don't mind like if you go like the yoga pants, like team sweater with like the one shoulder. Yeah. That's a classic look.
Dan.
Yeah.
Specific.
That's a great answer.
That's a classic look.
That's a classic look. It's one of those
with like
the
Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's just like, and it's not the pink. It's like a real, like, you know, you're wearing a real Giants or a Bears or whatever.
Right. You're like
comfortable. Your dad's sweatshirt. Like,
yeah.
Like it's well, it's kind of
weird.
Let's
not get into the daddy stuff.
Well, I want it to be.
Of course, Feitelberg.
I want
there.
It to be a big one, but I don't want it to be your ex-boyfriend.
Right.
So I had to go.
Got to go
Brian.
Dad. Yeah. It's like comfortable. It's casual. I don't really care, but I care. It's that good in between.
And that's good for the girl, too, because you, like, I mean, if you're going to a bar on Sunday to watch football, you don't want the girl who's, like, uncomfortable to be there or wants to go home, like, wearing heels and, like, I want to go home. Like, no, you want. We're going to watch football for 8 hours, get drunk, and have
and
a good time.
But if this chick's goal is to really, like, not do that, but land dudes, that's still your answer.
Oh, she's not even going to go to the bar?
I mean, no, she's at the bar, but she's focused. I mean, her answer is, how can I be sexy at the bar for,
yeah, I
to
think
watch
that football? That's a good one. I think you need to just straddle that line, because most dudes on a Sunday probably aren't, like, looking.
That's
to
their focus.
Yeah,
right. Right.
But it's like you almost can trick them into it. Like,
right,
oh, shit.
You incept it.
Yeah, right.
Fights. This is gonna be your wheelhouse. This is your scene. This is your life now.
No, my fucking football life's gonna be fucking here on Sunday.
That's true. I keep forgetting about that. That sucks.
It sucks that Dave has no friends too. Yeah, that's the worst part.
We should make friends.
We should hire people to be Dave's friends.
Yeah, he literally has no friends, and so he's gonna just like that. I hate to go backwards.
We got to go to like an improv class, dude, and be like, all of you. We'll hire all of you, and you have to just be like, hey, Dave, you're so cool. You're so awesome. Let's watch football together at my place.
I hate to go back to the cool club because we did handle it poorly, but there was an element of it that Dave is Michael Scott, and he wants to hang out with all of us because he has no one else to hang out with.
It sucks.
It's the worst.
Now the setup we got here is pretty dope.
It is.
But
it's still not home. You're still, like, working.
I mean, you know me, man. You know my mantra. Everything becomes work. Eventually, you're going to you can't take football Sundays away from people.
No.
And making people watch football in a certain place eventually will
with
piss you off.
With cameras on?
Yeah. Where sometimes you want to just be a slob.
Gonna,
you don't want your misery always captured. Whatever it may be, it's like, come on.
Just turn off.
Maybe
just
we have like a little
off.
Bit of a rotation where some people have to be here and other people can
I'm
going to
be here every Sunday night for Pardon My Take, so I'll be here for the Sunday night football game, but I don't plan on coming in for, like, the 1 o'clock game.
So what's your answer, Fights, as far as the chick?
I like dance. I like the flannel look. I like the boots
look. I'm out on the flannel look, I think.
Well,
oh, really?
I'm not personally.
It's not going to, like, turn my head, you know.
How could you say that? It's like the fucking first week of September, bro. We're right on it.
Flannel people.
Oh.
I'm not out on it. I'm just
about
saying.
To flannel your face off in this office.
Yeah.
You are too.
Yo,
you're
going to
flannel. You flannel.
Yo, flannel so hard.
I flannel so hard.
Yeah.
I flannel hard in the paint all day.
Do you flannel harder or do you vest harder?
Oh, I go both.
The flannel vest.
Dude, I got to buy like 4 new vests because now I have to fucking get dressed every day.
Yo, I'm hating sitting in the rundown too, by the way.
Showers,
like I need something to cover
dressed.
Up. And
the stools have to go. Those aren't the standard
set. No,
they
aren't. No.
Yeah. But no, and I like the big sweatshirt. I think Dan hit the nail on the head, really. I don't mind even like the girl's cut shirt. Like don't go pink. Don't wear anything pink. Like don't wear the white jersey with the pink numbers. None of that bullshit. But just like a girl's cut Patriots t-shirt.
Like what a bartender would usually wear.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That, that's totally
I could rock out with just like a V-neck tee.
Yeah.
Casual.
Yeah.
Tight jeans. Show your ass off.
Casual. Right. Anything casual.
Yeah,
works.
That's really your
don't
answer.
Do not do the sorority like oversized t-shirt look. I think that doesn't fly if you're out of college.
Yeah, that's like you're in real life now.
Right.
You're
like,
in
you know, the
now.
The like, oh, my God, I'm so
hungover.
I just threw on this triple XL shirt. You don't know if I'm wearing pants. Like,
but if you don't want to wear pants, that's.
Yeah.
If you go too dressed up, like you initially said, then you not only turn guys off, but it's just like, I'm not going to like. That girl's putting in like a lot of effort to come to watch football.
You're unapproachable.
I'm not going to go talk to her.
Right.
Right.
My point was more that you don't have to rock the jersey. You don't have to go over the top. Be
no,
the
I don't wear
fan.
Fucking jerseys.
Right, exactly. So, you know, like you said, a sweatshirt that has the name on it, that's all good. But the rest of the time, it's like, I don't know. Dudes are just going to want to like hook up with like a hot, pretty, cool, casual, approachable girl. I don't know, fucking dress like that.
And any that time, that's just life.
Right.
That's not even
I don't care if we're watching football. I don't care.
But good luck to this chick, because Football Sunday is like, it's the most sacred 17 weeks of the year for us.
We're not in that mode.
It's just get drunk, gamble, stare at a screen.
I don't mind, you know, you meet someone. That's how I met my wife, but we weren't in that bar, we weren't, like, watching the game together, like, hooking up and making out. It was like, all right, I'll see you, like, on Tuesday.
Right.
Like, give me your number. I'm going to watch football
and
get drunk.
Time, right.
Since we're in the KFC Radio studio, we've done 183 episodes elsewhere. We were doing a little reminiscing about the whole, you know, life of this show. Fights, you really didn't get a chance to do that. So running it back here with a little PMT KFC crossover with a I know the summer's over. I know it's now.
We can sneak in Mount Rushmore here.
We're sneaking in a Mount Rushmore of KFC Radio. Well, I guess we don't really need to play the fucking voicemail. But he said first time listener. You got to give him the Mount Rushmore of KFC Radio moments, calls, voicemails, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Now, I mean, obviously, I think you have to lead off with the baby in the microwave.
That goes on everyone's.
It does.
What do you mean?
I think if we're all doing our own Mount Rushmores, everyone has to have the microwave baby.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I think, to be honest, in a way, we're like the band that has a hit, and I'm kind of like, I don't want to play that hit anymore.
I'm Eminem doing I Won't Do Slim Shady anymore.
Yes,
I I don't. I'm sick of talking about the baby.
But I recognize that I hate artists that do that, so I'm like, all right, give the people what they want. We're going to talk about throwing babies in the microwave. But this show has grown into so much more, like fucking Shaq's dick during basketball practice. It's grown into so much more, though, that I'm like, I don't really want to talk about this, but if you're talking KFC Radio Mount Rushmore moments, it's got to be on there.
I don't think I told you guys this. I met Bastardo the Barber.
That was number two.
I met him in Brooklyn.
How did you not tell us this?
I totally forgot. He came up to me. He's like, hey, it was when I was looking for apartments. He's like, hey, Big Cat. What's up, big fan? I was like, hey, what's going on, man? He's like, hey, I'm Bastardo the Barber. I was like, what?
Confirmed?
Confirmed.
Just so much,
I mean,
as much as
he
you
wasn't
could
like, he
that'd
wasn't.
Be a, that would be a weird thing.
No,
to
I could, t- I could take, I can usually like take the vibe here. It was.
I can't believe you didn't tell us
I
that.
I totally forgot until
bro,
this
you
moment.
Should have like
I'm sorry.
Called us.
I'm
you should have conferenced us.
It was like
in.
3 months ago too.
Jesus
I know, I
Christ!
Fucked I fucked up.
Bastardo the Barber, the guy who shaved his girlfriend's vagina. Out that nickname, gotta be a number two moment. This is where I think it gets a little more subjective or objective. I always fuck those up. I don't know. Do you have a third? Now you, it's probably different for you because I don't know if you're gonna throw your own Mount Rushmore moments.
I would. None would be my own.
Right, but for me, I mean, I could probably do like eight. I could double up on. I mean, your New Orleans threesome story has to be on there. Your Russell Brand role play has to be on
has
there.
To be.
And I'll even go as far to say, I think this is more of a personal favorite of mine, which is weird to say, but the Executioner Mask has to go on there as well.
Dan, that was a weird mmm.
I'll throw out one that I don't even remember what our answers were, but it was just one of the best questions we got was the Christopher Columbus one.
That one was going to be mine.
So that's what I wish the baby microwave was. Like, could you make it across the Atlantic, which then spiraled, could we make it to
the
moon?
Yeah.
When we take it all, like, we really think we can. That is probably the best actual moment of KFC Radio. Maybe
we
not the most
didn't
memorable.
Really think we can. I was very anti we could do any of this.
One person.
I mean,
the king
stand,
of irrational confidence.
I stand by what I said then, and I'll stand by it now.
I'm smarter than Christopher Columbus
right
no
now.
There's no fucking chance.
Dude, he has no
Dan,
idea what an
not.
iPhone is.
You're
like, what the fuck? I'm smarter than Christopher Columbus.
You know Christopher Columbus's name because he was so fucking smart.
He does math on one of those little Chinese calculators.
And
I fucking do real math.
Me, it was TI-83.
Yeah, you think you could do math on one of those Chinese calculators? I bet you couldn't do it.
I can do a little basic multiplication in my head.
You don't think Christopher Columbus could do mental math?
No, I don't. I think he needs a little Chinese
16 times 8.
No, I can't. Okay, all right. I should back up. I can only do math around over-unders, so like...
It's got to be touchdown
oriented.
Yeah, like
42, 49, 56. And then in basketball, I'm like really good between like 180 and like 220. That's when I'm good at math.
16 times 8 was – you probably could have figured that one out relatively quickly. You really didn't even give that a shot there though.
No, I actually got – I was like 80 and then the 8 times 6 really
– it was hard.
116.
No.
I don't fucking know.
What's 8 times 6?
128. 6 times 8 is 48.
Okay, Kevin's, so there you go. Ooh, Mr. fucking nerd over here.
Dan's like Henry Ford, where Henry Ford, could, he said he could get an answer to any question, and then someone would come in and ask him. He'd pick up the phone and call somebody. I told you I could get the answer.
I got fucking stumped on my first one. All right, that's okay. I'm still so, smarter than him.
Still smarter than Christopher Columbus, even though you can't do mental math. I remember it was more of just like a moment. The question was, would you rather have sex with a girl who has Richard Sherman's head and Richard Sherman's like demeanor? Or Peyton Manning's head and demeanor.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
led to the yeah. to the Omaha, yeah. which led to the moment of us just saying, girls, when we're having sex, don't tell us to go any harder because we're going our hardest. And we all just had like a good hard laugh because everyone agreed.
We're doing
and
everything
it was
we
one
can.
One of those moments where like every dude is probably at home like nodding their head.
Yep.
Like, yep,
fuck me
yep,
hard.
Yep.
Yep.
I literally can't.
Yeah.
This, is it. This is either I'm maxing out or if I do, it's going to be over. So just let me go at my own pace.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hear from the rest of the from the listeners though. Give us your Mount Rushmore of KFC radio moments because there's a lot of them.
A lot. I forget done, like all of them.
I know. We have done such a poor job of logging moments and recording enough shit. Like there are probably so many moments that we could be playing now with like I'm sure we've talked about Donald Trump a million times that would play so mm-hmm. perfectly now, but we have no way of knowing that or finding it.
We should work on that for sure.
Yeah, we should probably figure out how to be like a real company and a real podcast. First step, being in an office though.
Back to the Cube life. How sad are you? Did you talk about it in mail time? I haven't listened to it yet.
I did. Yeah, me and Fights were discussing. It's hard because the office is bleak right now. So I walked in, you know, I was anticipating walking into a cool, like, Dan Patrick studio type thing and be like, all right, this is actually awesome. Mm-hmm. And we walked into, like, a fucking barren wasteland. I was like, this sucks.
It's a construction zone inside, and it's the worst one right outside.
Yeah.
Like, right outside, they're just jackhammering, tearing up the
sidewalk.
Dave
was also sitting in the Cube next to me because his office isn't ready, and I was just like,
he just talks all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He just babbles. It's a cooler vibe, but my point to Fights was that, like, not everyone's going to be friends, and some people are going to rub people the wrong way, and some things are going to get on your nerves, and watching football here is eventually going to suck. So even as cool as it's going to be, you just got to brace yourself because work becomes work.
Yeah, work's work. But I will say that it's nice that it seems like we can make our own hours.
Right.
At
now,
least so far.
We've done
– It's 2 days.
Have you been intentional with that? I've definitely kind of been like, I'm going to like wait another
Come
hour.
And go
or
as
like
I want.
Dave was like, are you coming in for the rundown? I just said like yes. Didn't give a time. Like
like Friday I'm gonna
set the
my
tone.
Friday my hours are gonna be like 11 to 2.
It's like Shaq coming out naked practicing. Like this is how it's gonna be.
Right.
I'm setting my own tone right here.
Right.
I think it'll get, you know, cooler, it'll get different, it'll get better. But it's definitely brace yourself. Winter is coming. Let's talk about killing cows.
From Boston. Me and my buddies were talking about this one question, wondering if your guys' take on it. Basically, you're in a concrete room, just you and a cow. And do you think you could kill that cow? And if so, how would you do it? Again, just you in a concrete room, no tools or anything. And just
I got my man
cow,
Holy Mick
you know,
in here Snapchatting, and the look on his
cow,
face is just like, this is some fucked up shit.
Do you think you could kill it?
This is also...
And if
seven
so, how
minutes
would you
removed
it?
From me cool. telling you talk about how this show has evolved and changed.
It really has, though. It has.
It has, but
this
not in
maybe
this moment.
Isn't the best example of an episode.
But
it
kind of works, and the reason I brought it in here is because we are sitting next to an animal murderer. Someone who can murder in cold blood.
I'm not a murderer.
You know what? You know what you're doing, I think, right now with this show? You're doing what we said Dave does. You're controlling the narrative. I think you've had some chosen murder questions intentionally on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're pumping into the listeners.
What the hell?
It's called producing, man.
What the hell?
It's just called producing entertainment, producing a good show. So, animal murderer, how about this? The only way you can get out of the room is to kill the cow. This is straight out of like Saw.
Saw,
has this been in a Saw movie?
Of course you can kill the cow.
How would you
do it?
Here
we go.
I'd just snap its fucking windpipe.
Animal murderer! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All the fucking evidence I need.
Look,
how would you?
Big deal.
You would walk over to a cow and just like take
its
big head and.
What do you think? Why would this cow let you do that?
Well, cows can't really defend themselves.
Yes, they can.
What the fuck is a cow going to do? They can just kick.
They're strong.
No, we're not talking a bull. We're talking about a cow, a female.
A cow. First, we didn't have to make it sexist. I mean, what?
Yeah, my bad. That was actually fucked up.
No, it's a bitch cow. A cow is like when as this question was asked, I was. Like, if you gave me a knife, I could, and that was the only way I could get out of the room, I'd stab a cow in the neck. No problem.
But
so what's the difference between just snapping its neck?
Because I can't do that. I don't possess the physical strength.
No, I'm not talking about like actually like grabbing its whole head and snap. I'm talking about just walking up, giving it a little pet under the neck,
and we'll
find that windpipe. And just snap it.
What do you? You're only using two fingers.
For the people
for
listening, he used two fingers to say he could snap a cow.
Hand strength.
Yo, a cow weighs like what? Like 1,200 pounds. You're gonna just walk up to this thing and snap its windpipe
with two fingers.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna stab him.
I would. I don't think I have a knife in this scenario. So I would just die in this room because, as the question was being asked, what I pictured myself doing was. Trying to strangle the cow,
choke him out.
Yeah,
but
choke
her out. I can't choke that bitch. I can't. I don't have the strength to do that either. Like it would just kind of. I honestly don't think if I got on the cow's back and wrapped both my arms around its neck and tried to strangle it, I don't think it would even notice I'm there.
Well, you can always tip the cow,
or you could break
its leg. Once the cow is tipped, cows are like completely.
What about breaking
defenseless.
Its legs?
That's yeah. It's like that horse thing. Like when a horse like lays
down,
it's dead.
Yeah, but they kill it because it can't get better. They kill it. They put a fucking bullet in its head.
Yeah, but I feel like a cow like on its side would be like so fat it would crush itself. Or
you
something.
Just like what about like standing like kind of kicking its ankles and snapping its legs and then when it's down,
murderer,
just keep choke the fuck out of it.
Just keep.
I don't think you can choke it. I think its neck is too strong. It'd just be like. Like, what are you doing? Why? Like, you'd be like wearing, a turtleneck.
So
like,
then
this
you
is
just
a little
snap.
Uncomfortable on my neck, but it's not affecting my breathing that much.
I also think you're underestimating how easy it is to break a cow's leg. Like, yeah, they look skinny compared to its body, but you're still, like, breaking. Like, could
no.
you break my legs very easily?
Yeah.
Probably me.
Yes.
But, like, could you break
human... I'd
fucking
armbar you, dude.
Yeah, well, but I'm not a cow.
Cows, and you guys keep, like, thinking, like, this thing's just going to stand there and let you do this. A cow is going to get mad. And it's gonna like run at you or something. It's not gonna just keep like. Being,
I was thinking we were in a really
fucking
confined
me.
Space. So the cow can't turn around.
No, that's not a. It's the size of the studio.
Yeah, I could get my way out of that. I really do. I think so. I mean, I just don't think a cow is. I think you guys are giving cows a little too much credit.
I don't think so. I think if a cow gets mad and runs into you, it's like getting hit by a car.
What about just scooping its eyeballs out?
What are you talking?
Bleed
about?
It to death. I got multiple ways to kill this cow. You guys aren't thinking smart.
Dan's just an idea man when it comes to murdering cows.
This guy has way too many animal murder ideas.
You made me.
Yeah, I did.
Fuck that.
Yeah. This is like Dan's on the stand, and you finally roped him into it. He's losing his mind at the end of a Law and Order.
This would be the moment in the law movie where the music comes on and everyone's like, "He got him. He got him."
The wind gets taken out of the courtroom.
Yep.
Fine, I'll just stay silent.
I'll tell you what, as far as KFC Radio Matt Rushmore moments go, you saying just scoop the eyeballs out and Feidelberg going, what are you talking about?
You don't think I could scoop a cow's eyeballs out? Like, see, I was about to fucking stay silent, then you just did it again.
The guy can't help himself.
Because you're ridiculous.
You're an animal murderer.
No, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous for saying I couldn't scoop a cow's eyeballs out. I'll scoop all your eyeballs out.
Oh, man.
I will.
That's so mad.
I am. I got framed. I thought we were answering questions honestly. And then it's
a
like,
setup.
Oh. And now, which leads me back to this. If you can kill a cow, you can kill a goldfish.
Oh, man. That animal murder segment was brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek should have events where they put Dan and a cow in a room. You're telling me people wouldn't buy tickets to
Holy
that shit?
Holy shit.
Secondary market for that would be through the roof to watch Dan scoop out a cow's eyeballs. But SeatGeek would make sure you get the best price for the ticket to that event. SeatGeek combines all the tickets on the secondary market so you know that you're getting the best price possible. Best concerts, best sporting events, and the best part is you get $20 back. Now we understand they will PayPal it to you because we are in the 21st century. You're not going to get a check mailed to you. If you want to set it up, they will directly send you that $20 rebate after you purchase your first ticket. The way you do that, though, you got to use my promo code KFC. So download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter KFC, and you'll get that $20 after you made your first purchase. Oh, boy. Tough to follow up cow eye gouging.
I'm mad.
Let's go back to our old bread and butter, talk about jerking off.
Oh, there you go.
Hi, guys. So I was just listening to last week's episode about that guy who had been jerking off wrong for his whole life. And it reminded me of the other day I was talking to one of my guy friends, he mentioned that he had never jerked off until college, until like sophomore, junior year of college. And I thought that was the craziest thing I've ever heard. And also it kind of creeped me out. Like, I just feel like I started out if a girl hadn't jerked off until then. And I feel like for a guy, it's kind of pre-crime. So, basically my question is, which is weirder, never jerking off or jerking off wrong? And also, would you be creeped out? Thanks, Eva.
Not jerking off until you're, college?
Can you refresh my memory on the jerking off wrong one?
Yeah, so you missed this one. It was last week.
Okay.
It's called, like, masturbatory, like, something syndrome. And these dudes, like, lay down on their stomachs and rub their dicks against the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have like erectile dysfunction things, and like doctors have to tell them like, well, it's because you're like grinding your dick into the ground. And that was weird enough.
I actually have a buddy who used to do that.
Oh, okay.
John Feidelberg, MVP of KFC Radio.
Wish we had you last week.
It's not really. It's a weird version of that. This was like when we were in probably middle school or early high school, so it was still like my hometown friends, and he used to put. It's not the same. He used to put like a Ziploc bag of Vaseline in between couch cushions, and he'd bang.
Oh
that.
No! Well, that's inventive.
You're just making a pussy.
I'll tell you what that is. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that little MacGyver there.
That's not wrong by any means.
That's next level jerk.
Yeah. That's you probably don't want to run around broadcasting that.
Right.
But you're not sitting there like grinding your dick into the ground. So we got. You know what? I know what I'm doing later.
Hold on.
Here's a question. Would you, like, why would we not do that? Or
mean,
have you done
kids?
That? Huh?
No, I mean, I've never done that, but yeah, I just probably didn't have the correct imagination.
So, like, now you do.
Well, let's now say you can just buy one of, like, the
but, okay,
pussy things.
Fine.
Like
here's a further question, then. Why don't you do that?
Because it's,
I don't know. I feel like that's
because
too much.
It's worse.
Yeah.
It's too much work to just buy a fucking stigma.
Yeah. No, I think it's just, I guess the stigma, but it's also, that's just too much work.
Work to just like grab a fleshlight and use that instead?
Yeah, it's the stigma.
Dude, when I jerk off, it's just a medical need. It's something I have to do. It's like breathing. Like,
yeah.
I don't need to make it fancy. I just need to do it in order to keep living.
Which is why this guy is crazy. How did this happen?
Yeah, well, this is pre-crime. Something. I mean, this guy is probably like a rapist.
Like, dude, if you go like 5 or 6 days. No, I'm saying, when you travel and you're just like, I don't know, like you're out and about, and then you have a moment and you're like, wait, like, hold on, like, this
what
is a problem.
What the hell have I been doing?
Yeah. And then you're like,
you know what's actually great is,
though,
that when you do take care of it,
yeah.
That one, that's like
right,
losing your virginity again.
Course.
That's like popping off.
Yeah.
It's like 5 or 6 days, though, I think like you clinically like stop breathing. I think you die.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with this kid?
Very... I mean, there is something wrong. Like,
yeah.
You're sexual. I don't know. At some point when you're like 13 years old, your fucking dick ends up in your hand and you move it around until you throw some squids on the floor. And then you're like, oh, this is awesome. I don't know how it happens. It just happens. How do babies learn how to talk? They just fucking do. I don't know, man. The fact that this guy just didn't do it, something's really wrong.
Yeah.
Now, the question actually.
He probably had wet dreams or something. He's one of those losers.
Yeah.
Those had wet dreams like
wet
all
dreams,
the time.
So he was getting his
real. Yeah, right. I bet you he was. I bet you he
no,
was.
No, wet dreams are definitely
no, wet dreams are definitely
wet
real,
dreams
dude.
Are fake. I've never had
no.
a wet dream. I've never had blue balls. Those are fake.
Blue
things.
Balls are fake. Wet dreams, bruh, are not
yeah.
fake.
No, and they're awesome. I mean, it's been like 20 years, but no, not 20. Like, fuck, I thought I was older than I was. Thank God I'm not.
Dan's like, it's been 15, 6 years.
15 years. Like, probably, like, 14 or so.
It's not awesome when you wake up with a fucking boxer full
it's
of
It's awesome
cum.
During it, though. You're like, yeah. shit,
Yo,
I'm
John,
having sex.
John, you really are missing out.
Yeah.
When you have a full wet dream,
yeah, you're like,
you
I'm
had sex
banging.
With the, like,
yeah.
you had sex with the girl in your dreams.
Yeah.
Whoever you were dreaming
well,
literally
dreams.
Had sex with the girl in your dreams.
Something's fucking, you're psychologically fucked.
I don't know anything I've ever had.
If you're dreaming about, you know, like, that porn star, and you have that wet dream, you had sex with that porn
mm-hmm.
star. That's awesome.
It's awesome.
That is
but yeah, great. It does suck waking up. And you're like, oh.
Now, yeah.
I
wish this wasn't here.
On the topic, I'm going to do a little confession. I jerked off wrong, like, for, like, not a long time, but for...
Coley spins.
I jerked off wrong for, like,
I'll say the first 10 times I jerked off.
Now, define wrong.
Pretty wrong.
But 10 times is not.
Are
like,
we talking
that's just
hand placement? Are we talking hand? Like, did you, like, twist your wrist the wrong way?
Nope. Legs.
What do you mean? This is great because now my cow eyeball thing is so
just
in
took
the
a
past.
Back seat.
What do you mean your legs?
Wait, wait, wait. No, I would have my legs up.
Oh, my God. You'd have your legs up, like giving birth?
I don't know why.
I don't even know if I could do this if I wanted to.
I would be on like the bathroom floor with just my legs up.
Actually, though.
Wait, wait, so ass on the ground?
That's a lot of blood rushing to. That might actually not
work. That's another good idea.
That might work.
Ass on the ground or back on the ground?
Ass on the well, both my ass. Look,
so your bare ass on the ground. Yeah, go ahead. Show
John, just do it. John is currently demonstrating.
Coley will get a picture.
Yeah, Coley will figure this out. He's demonstrating how he used to jerk off with his legs in the ground.
Oh my God!
Yo, did you just like?
This is why a studio
John,
is bad.
John, did you just like come on your own face?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was like before I was like even old enough to come, so like I wouldn't even like nothing would come out.
Yeah,
so
yeah, there was that period where
so
just
I was
like this feels cool, but
it was yeah, just shoot. Just
John, let me tell you something.
Firing out blanks.
This is why you are who you are, because you jerked off that incorrectly. That made you the deviant that you are.
That was.
You know what? I'll say this.
I remember.
Looks fun. It looked a little bit better than like a little
I'm
more interesting
you,
than mine.
Going from your legs.
New
to
positions,
your...
man. You've been jerking off in one position your whole life. That's like fucking missionary your whole life.
Well, I mean, I've tried a couple, but I never put my legs above my head.
I remember when I
Johnny Kama Sutra over here with his dick in his hands.
His friends fucking his couch pillows with Vaseline and Johnny's upside down.
Did you have any friends who just stood there and jerked off with their hand in front of their, like, you know, anybody? Any normal people there?
I remember because I had done it. I had started doing it in, like, sixth grade because, like, the cool kids on the ski trip bus told me, like, about jerking off. And then, like, the next ski trip, I was telling them about how I started. And then I was like, they're like, wait, how do you do it? And I was like, no, I'm just kidding. How do you do it? How do you do it? I do it that way.
Why don't you tell me so that I know if you're doing it right? Yeah. Great move and a very good time for you to do that. Because if that didn't happen, who knows how long you would have done that?
Yeah.
Probably forever.
You wouldn't have been here right now, by the way.
You'd be in jail or something.
No, you'd just be like some limp dick, like,
I'd be like
accountant. Sorry to say that.
No, I'd be like
A word. Yeah, but your life would be very different if you continued to jerk off with your legs in the air.
I would be like a
pervert.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. The guy who runs a register at like the porn DVD.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a porn VHS rental place. I'd work there.
Do you ever, like, for old time's sake, run it back?
No, but I might now.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say. I hadn't thought about it.
My follow up question is. Set an over-under on number of stoolies who maybe give it a whirl.
Pretty high.
I bet you. Do you think we get triple digits? Do you think we can get 100 dudes jerking off with their legs over their head?
I don't want to. This is now people are going to be reporting
this
that.
Show has
we
changed.
Don't need that.
This
we
show has evolved, that. I promise.
We don't. You're giving a bunch of dudes a homework assignment to jerk off and let us know about it. What are you doing?
I didn't say let us know about it. Just...
Oh, yeah, because they're not going to tell us.
John Henry, he started a movement. Another movement that's going on right now is Movement Watches. Whoa. Movement. You
Dude,
like
these
that
guys
one, right?
Must be like, what?
Hey, I'll tell you what. You're getting your money's worth today. Movement Watches are perfect for suiting up or going casual, and you don't have to break the bank for them. They look exactly like all the fancy watches that you see all these ballers wearing, but you yourself as an average dude, you only got to pay, starts at $95. They have leather bands, they have steel bands, they have the three-hand quartz movement, stainless steel casing, and it's all at a price you can afford. So stop spending $500, go to Movement, and start with just $95 for a watch. Join the movement, go to mvmtwatches.com/KFC, and they'll give you 15% off your entire purchase, mvmtwatches.com/KFC. Let's get back to these voicemails. A couple more, and we'll call it a day for the first one ever in the new studio. There's a Chipotle right around the corner from us. I would imagine we're going to be eating a lot of Chipotle for lunch.
Nope, fuck that.
Nope.
Sucks.
So, John, this one's for you. Let's talk a little Chipotle.
Hey, it's Will from Dallas. So I went to Chipotle for dinner like 10 minutes ago, and there was a line of like 25 people. But I really want Chipotle. So I'm sitting there at the end of the line, like the absolute last person. And there's a lady doing like 5 burritos at one time, so up the line. And I just looked over, I saw a sign that you can order on the app. So I'm at the end of the line, like 25 people. And I'm thinking to myself, can I just order online and then get my burrito and skip the whole line? And I had like a just a fight with myself in my head, if whether I was moral or not. And I ended up, I just wanted to skip the line, so I did it. And I watched my burrito skip ahead of everybody's burrito getting made. And I go up, they call my name. I go up and pay for it. And I got the dirtiest fucking looks from everybody in line because they all saw me at the end of the line. And my question is, are they just being idiots and not using technology, or am I just an asshole for doing that? Diva.
Can you order Chipotle online and cut the entire line of people sitting there waiting like poor saps? I know exactly what this dude is talking about. I've never been on the line, then ordered and walked off, but I'll order that shit online. I'll show up and I will smile at all these saps in line. I'll walk right to the front and be like, where's my shit?
Okay, wait. Because you are that weirdo who says like online.
Yeah.
And online.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. Like, but is John? Am I not right?
Yeah.
Like it's you, line, when you're standing in line, say online.
In this
and
instance,
there's also
it
online.
Is confusing.
Yeah.
If you order Chipotle on the internet,
okay, thank
you.
You
don't have to be online in the
No. Just say in.
I'm not going to do that. Okay, I'm never going to say it. Well,
next question.
No. Have you done this? Have you ordered Chipotle online?
Yeah, I always stand in the line.
You're such a dick. Have you ordered Chipotle on a computer?
No, I've never ordered.
You guys got to do it. It's a rush when you walk in there. It's better than cutting people off in traffic. It's almost Irish goodbye level. You walk
no
in.
Way.
No, it's not. I'm exaggerating
I've
for
seen
effect.
People do
but
it
it's
Starbucks.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've seen people do it at Starbucks. They just walk in, scoop their coffee,
and everybody's leave. Just like, "What? Well,
what the
fuck?
Just
they
happened?
Stop
yeah.
making theirs to just to make yours. You feel like a fucking king.
Oh,
I'm telling you, man.
Okay,
it's a rush. Everybody. Jerk off like John and go order Chipotle online. These are your homework assignments for the day. All right.
You know what that is? It's basically the losers that still pay for tolls.
Yes, basically.
That's what it is.
And yeah, why everybody's got Easy Pass now. It's
right.
Uber, it's Easy Pass.
Right.
Order your Chipotle online. Last voicemail of the day is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings. Millions of dollars being handed out, right? Sometimes you got to pay your own money to sign up. Nope, not this week. Week one, there's a free contest with $100,000 in prizes on the line. It's free. John, name me one reason you wouldn't sign up for a free contest where you could potentially win money.
Don't have one, Kevin.
No, you don't have one at all. So whether you've played, whether you're a veteran of the game, whether you're a rookie, whatever, it's free. So head over to DraftKings.com right now. Use the promo code KFC, and you will play for free in this weekend's $100,000 fantasy contest. It's 100% free. No hooks, no strings attached. It's code KFC. Play for free. Your share in 100 grand this weekend because football is back. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. Last one of the day. Let's talk about getting old and dying.
Hey, guys. It's Jake from Maryland. So a couple of my friends and I were talking the other night. I figured I'd ask you guys, would you rather go into a coma than not wake up until you're 75 or just die tomorrow? Would love to hear what you think. Thanks, bye.
Coma till you're 75 or just kick the bucket right now? Who the fuck would want to be in a coma till they're 75?
Oh, I would because you don't know that you're in a – do you know you're in a coma?
No, but you wake up and you're 75.
Yeah, but it'd be kind of cool to just be like, what'd I miss?
All your friends are dead.
Yeah, but if
you missed the Cubs World Series, which is absolutely going to happen soon. You would have to kill yourself right then and there if you knew.
Yeah,
that
I guess I would. Yeah. Okay.
All your friends are dead. You missed all. What did I?
Yeah,
miss?
But then
all
you
the
could maybe
moments.
Celebrate a little bit. If you die right now, you can't do it at all.
I would kill myself in a heartbeat. Fights.
Yeah.
College.
Which ones? Yeah.
Cut yeah, yourself. Is kill myself in a heartbeat.
Oh. I don't know, man. Like death or not death, I'd probably take the not death, no matter how it comes.
There's just so much unknown about a coma. Like people don't even know if they're really.
Right.
No, the known is that you wake up and it's 75.
No, but like, what?
Oh.
No, it's
maybe
unknown
you
what
don't
your brain.
Know.
Yes, no, I agree with that. Like I said, if you're aware that you're in a coma, then no thanks.
Yeah,
that's the worst
thing
ever.
People, like, I don't think that's really definitive, right? They're like, we don't really know anything about
no way
comas
to tell.
Are so unpredictable. We don't know shit.
It's pretty badass to be. To have survived a coma.
Right.
TJ Lavin.
Especially if you come out when you're 75.
Yeah. TJ Lavin survived a 3-week coma.
You know what?
Coma.
Maybe I'm thinking, you come out of a coma after 30 whatever years, 45 years, 45 years,
You're famous.
You are absolutely
famous. So from
famous.
75 to, let's say, maybe you get a little extra. Maybe you live to like 95 now. You're living the life.
Also, we should just...
I just changed my answer, by the way. I'm going in the coma.
We should also say that this question is ridiculous because no way do my family and friends love me enough to keep me in a coma for fucking 45 years.
Well, what I was going to say to you guys, I want my DNR on the Barstool record. Like, I tell all my friends and family, I want you to pull the plug. I need the Barstool guys to know that. If I'm in a vegetative state and some reason it's left up to you, you pull that plug on me.
I don't.
Kate can, like, be like, no, we're key. I'll sneak in.
Right.
I
be
don't.
Like, listen to episode 184.
Nope.
Kevin said it. Sorry.
Nope.
No, I don't get to pull the plug on
no,
you?
No, I don't want people to pull the plug on me.
Dude.
I'm just a minor setback for a major comeback. Can you imagine the
party. That's what I'm saying.
Not only the party, but, like, the drama of just, like, sitting up and being like, I'm back.
Yeah,
I don't think it goes
it's
like
not
that.
Not like that at all. You probably like shit yourself instantly and you go into like cardiac arrest and they need to kind of revive you once again. But coming out of a coma, that is probably better than Irish goodbye.
Coming out of a coma is probably
better. Yeah.
So,
also the sweet coma beard. If you have like a really long beard, that'd be kind of cool.
Well, they like shave you.
Yeah, but I... Okay, so here...
That's
right.
Your
message. I don't want you to shave my face if I'm in a coma. Trim it. Just trim it.
And there you have it. The first episode in the new Barstool studio. Don't trim Big Cat's beard when
shave.
He's...
Don't shave.
But trim Big Cat's coma correct. Beard. John doesn't know how to jerk off. And
I do currently know.
He figured it out. Fights, any last words?
Oh, no, actually I do. That was ridiculous.
You said plenty. We'll see you guys next week.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.